As I'm building my business, my family, my overall wellness, I would have loved if somebody would have just sat down with me and just said, "Hey, Jeff, how you doing?" and forced me to self-reflect on the journey that I was actually on and not just moving a million miles a minute to get the next thing done. I think I would have solved bigger problems faster. I would have led my team better. I would have been overall happier and more fulfilled in what I was doing. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's a weekly check-in for me as much as it is for you. I'll be going over the things I've been learning in leadership, leading a team of 40 plus people, the things I'm learning building my new candy company into the next big entrepreneurial endeavor, and as I'm just working with my family and building a stronger relationship with Lauren and my children. So this is me now asking you, how we feeling, fam? In today's episode, we're going to talk about toxic friendships. That's something that we've all faced here and there in our lives. I mean, I can think of a time where I've spent countless hours trying to make friends, specifically in college when everything is new. And I was trying to find people who aligned to my core values and that I believed would have my best interests at heart. But that was really challenging because you are so new and fresh to a brand new environment. And so when you're trying to put yourself out there, perhaps, at least from my experience, we forlow the things that matter most in the hopes that we won't feel lonely. But in doing so, we can attract some pretty negative energy into our lives, and it can hurt us in the long run. So let's talk about some of the things that we may see and find in people that kind of shout a red flag or say, hey, this person's not for you. So we can avoid getting our hearts and our minds hurt, where then we have to go through another healing process to get to where we need to be. And that's just to say people are bad. There's just mismatches. And also perhaps there are some people that don't have your best interests in mind. And so knowing where those people are and where they stand can allow you to have a much more fulfilling life down the road. So I believe that people are inherently good. I just want to put that out there right away. There's not just like people out there to go and get somebody, but perhaps how they were raised, perhaps the trauma they've experienced, perhaps circumstances in their life that we don't fully understand can hurt another person's behavior. And then in turn, they project that behavior onto others. It's a natural human tendency. We've done that since we were kids, and we will do that through our whole adulthood. So the whole point in this podcast and in general, as you know, is to reflect on ourselves, to reflect on what we've experienced, so then we can be more aware of how we've gone through life and can adjust through those experiences. So without further ado, let's talk about some of these things that we may see. One that I have found that really signifies having a not so healthy relationship within a friend is that there is no reciprocity there. There's no reciprocity in the dynamic at all. You are giving all of your time to them, your energy, your thoughts, your helpful nature, and there's nothing in return. And I'm not saying that you have to always, you know, have something come back to you. I mean, then that would take away the goodness of your heart. That would take the altruism out of your very being. However, there has to be some sort of dynamic within a friendship. One gives, one takes, so on and so forth. And perhaps one person may give 100% one week, and the other person just isn't there. Perhaps they've had a bad day at work or bad experience just in life in general, and they've been hurt by something, or they're just tired and not feeling completely themselves. It's not realistic to expect someone to give 100% of their time all the time, but it is reasonable to expect that someone would appreciate you enough where they want to give some of their love and a lot of their love back to you and saying, hey, you know what? I care about you. I believe in you, and I want to give my heart to you or my actions to you. Or I want to just be there for you and not even say anything. That's a beautiful friendship in and of itself. So if you are constantly giving of yourself to another person, and I mean week after week after week, there's no changes, and it's not just a season in their life, but you find it to be a pattern and it doesn't ever get any better. There's no progress where they're like, hey, I'm working on this. I'm trying to get better at this. Then that's a pretty big sign that perhaps they're using your heart. Perhaps they're using your mind. And at that stage, it's not like you cut off the friendship and say goodbye. It's perhaps distancing yourself a little bit, allowing yourself to open more doors to other people and other things that really do appreciate you, because life is too short to have considerable energy draws at all times. So that's one really big instance that I found to be true. The second is that it terrifies you to be yourself whenever you're with them. It's like you're putting on a mask, or you're going to a show and performing every time you're with this person. You're like, this is how they want me to be. And so I have to act a certain way for them to feel good about who I am. Now, some of that's on you. If you're constantly changing because you think that's how they want you to be, well, then you have to take a second look at yourself. Like, what am I doing that makes me feel that I have to show this side of me? Or what does it make me feel that I need to present myself in a way that makes them feel a certain way about me? It's in nature selfish. So make sure that that's not happening. But if you're constantly showing up normally or being your full you to everybody else, and good, bad, and what have you, but for one person, you're constantly changing, you're constantly having to chameleon, you're constantly adjusting every ounce of your very being, then perhaps they don't really want to get to know who you are. And maybe you feel that. And so that is the type of question you have to ask yourself is, if I did show my true colors, would they care about me still? If I did show my heart, would they protect it or would they exploit it? Those are the questions that you may ask to really understand, does this person have my best interests in mind? Or are they waiting for the next opportunity to throw a dig or to abandon me or to not treat me with the respect that I know I deserve? And that is how I really want you to not have to feel guilty every time you're with that person. So the next point that I'm constantly thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't surround myself with this person, is they seem to talk smack about everybody in front of you. So they're talking smack about Bobby. They're talking smack about Sarah. They're talking smack about every one of your friends, or even their friends that you don't even know. It's a pretty safe conjuncture then that if they're so free to talk smack to you about others, they're most likely talking smack about you to others as well. People don't change in their behavior. They don't change in their habits just because it's you. We like to think like, hey, we're special. They're not going to talk bad about me. They're not going to, you know, backstab me. But people's natures are people's natures. And often if they're so accustomed to talking smack, talking crap about you or other people, then that is a habit that they have used to make themselves feel better. And so they will consistently use that to make themselves feel better, even at your expense. I highly encourage you to not partake in any of those conversations. Just listen if you have to. And sometimes people have to vent and get something off their chest. But if it's consistent and they constantly are bad-mouthing other people, perhaps that's not the person you want to be a part of. Because know this, it will come back and they will be talking about you, hands down. The other aspect on the other opposite spectrum is they are unwavering in your support in all of your decisions. They say yes to everything you want to do. They support you in everything you have to say. I mean, it's like 100% you know you and you do you. I love supportive friendships. I love loyal friendships. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that even you know a friend who is making a bad decision, it could hurt their family, it could hurt them, it could put them in financial or emotional duress, and you don't say anything or they don't say anything to you, that's not a good friend. That's somebody that is selfishly taking the road of least resistance so they don't have to call you out on something or sit you down and have a hard confrontational-like conversation, and they feel better then because they don't have to be the ones to tell you the hard reality. But that's the friends that we want in our lives. We want people before it hits the fan for us to be able to look in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? John's got my back. That was hard for him to say those things to me, but he called me out in a loving, kind, and compassionate way. And I'm actually going to change my decision because of the conversation we had. That is a really special friend. And it takes a lot of guts from that person. Those are the people we want surrounded by. Not the people that see us making a decision and then after the fact saying, you know what? I could have told you that that wasn't going to help you. Or I could have told you that that was going to hurt you. Like, please tell me that at the beginning. Don't tell me that now. Don't tell me after all the mistakes have been made, after all the consequences have come to pass. That doesn't do me any good. Now I just feel worse and I'm shaming myself on top of you already knowing this was a bad decision. So find the people that are supporting you and loyal to you to a point where they want what's best for you, so they will tell you when they feel something is going in the wrong direction. And then, yeah, so that spawns a debate and you still feel like you're making the right decision. That's even a better friend because now you're communicating through a difference of opinion. Now, again, opposite of that is they put you down constantly. We don't want friends like that, man. You have enough negative circumstances that are you're facing in your day in day life. You have work issues that you're going against. You got school issues that you might be going against, family and friends dynamics that are hard to navigate. And if they're like, oh, dude, you should have really changed this X, Y, and Z about how you said that. Or come on, man, like you know, you're no good at this. Like, you don't need that. You don't need people making you have a self-fulfilling prophecy about yourself. Most of us are harder on ourselves than other people can be on you. And so if you're playing in your head how you made a wrong decision, or you could have done something better, or you're not so good at a certain topic, and then they double down on that and make you even feel worse from an outside opinion, that is too much. And it's too much because we're faced with it elsewhere. And so we want people that can have those constructive conversations and help lift us up when we're feeling down, help guide us when we're feeling hurt, asking us questions. Hey, Jeff, how could have you made that decision differently next time? Or, you know, I know that you are really tough on yourself about this. What is it that you want to change? So now when you ask those types of guiding questions, you're leading them to help them think for themselves. You're helping them figure out what they need to do to be better, instead of you telling them how they can be better. People don't want to be told. They want perhaps to be reminded, but they even more so would like to have the answers that they come up with, so you can guide them on their journeys, but telling them doesn't really do you any good at all. And so lastly, this is probably the biggest one for me anyway, is a friend that tries to change you constantly. How can that be a real friend? Friends should love you for who you are. They should know your core values. They should know what matters to you most. And at that state, they can decide if they want to be your friend or not. Just because you're a warm body that hangs out with them and drinks a few beers with them doesn't necessarily mean they're your friend. And what I mean by that is, if when you're hanging out with them, they're like, Jeff, you should do that differently, and that differently, and that, and that, and that. And they're constantly pushing you to not be, to be someone completely different. Well, then they're not friends with you. They're friends with the person they want you to become. And we see this a lot in romantic relationships, right? We see partners trying to change their partner, trying to make them something they've seen on TV or somebody they've dated in the past. And if you plop that into a friendship, that's just as toxic. We aren't another person. We don't have the same skills as another person. We have our own unique gifts and abilities. And we want to be able to share that and love that with other people. If we're focused on the people that we love and we want them to be better, that's a different story. That's saying, hey, you're here. I know you want to go there, like higher up in the charts, and let me help guide you there by being supportive to you, asking you the right questions, encouraging you when you're feeling down, not trying to completely 180 your behavior and who you are to your core. Because guess what? You're not going to change like that. So they're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated and say, why would I even hang out with somebody that wants me to be somebody completely different? So ultimately, the people that you want in your life are those that stand by you and that also encourage you to be the best version of yourself. I remember one time when I was really trying to grow in my journey as a young professional. And I had one boss that kept trying to make me do the work his way. Like, so much so to saying, like, rewrite this email, rewrite that email. I had to send every single email to that boss for them to change it, adjust it, and tweak it. And if you look at the copy of that email and you look at everything that I had written and everything they had written, it was by and large the exact same, aside from their dialect versus mine. And so now every time I went to send an email after about 3 months of this, I was so insecure about what I was sending because everything I had to send to that person, they redlined in the whole entire paragraph. And so ultimately, that micromanagement and them trying to change me to be more like them really disheartened me and actually made me perform worse. And then they were mad at me for performing worse when in fact they should be really looking at themselves and saying, I am not helping Jeff. I am actually diminishing his ability to be his own self-advocate. And that is one example of a negative situation. From a positive note, I had another boss that sat me down, took me to coffee. I was really struggling in my work. It was early, early in my career, even earlier than this past story. And he worked with me on saying, Jeff, what do you want? What are you trying to solve for in your life? What are you who are you trying to become? And the more I expressed that to him, he would then say, Jeff, so what I'm hearing is this. And what I'm seeing, though, is that. Do you see the difference, the disconnect here, Jeff? And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you're right. I'm saying I want to be successful. I want to grow in my career, but my actions aren't aligning to where I want to go. And so he helped me discern the differences there. So then I could rise to the person who I actually wanted to become, and he was helping me become. And by and large, I performed better. It made him look better. And we grew a beautiful relationship from that. And even months and years later after me leaving that organization, we've maintained a great, beautiful friendship because I knew he had my best interest in heart. I cared about him and had his best interest in heart. And so that builds a wonderful dynamic. And so I really encourage you, if nothing else from this episode, is that you find people that support you through and through as a human being, and then that help you grow and sharpen yourself to be the person that you are trying to become. Life is not about where you lived in the past. It's not even necessarily about this exact present moment. And I want you to hear me very clearly when I say that. The present is what matters. It's where eternity lives. But what you do in the present is realized in tomorrow. And so your present really affects your future and your future within every second. And so having somebody that's pushing you to blossom and grow, that slow, beautiful growth that we see on social media or on videos of flowers blooming in slow and in hyperspeed, that takes months and months and months. But as you look at the full picture, it blossoms into a beautiful, beautiful creation. That's the type of friends you want in your life that helps you blossom in every aspect. So I hope that today's episode helped you to reflect on perhaps some friends that you have that are absolutely beautiful, that you want to you double down on and support and actually go back and thank them for being such a great friend. I encourage you to do that. Text like one or two people and just say, hey, man, I really appreciate you and I love you. Thank you for being a true friend to me. And then perhaps this podcast has also helped for you to realize perhaps there's a few people that may not have your best interest in mind and how you may pull away from them in a graceful way that, you know, perhaps it could shift. And I say perhaps for many things, as you've noticed, because there's no guarantees. Maybe they'll realize some things by you pulling away and they'll change. Action begets change, not before. So allow that to take process. Allow yourself the freedom and the strength to grow and blossom in your own right. And I'm encouraging you to continue to reflect on this topic so you can continue to grow and adjust. Thanks for being here, and I'm excited to have you in the next episode. This is Jeff Khalil, signing off.